From Fremont to San Francisco, from Oakland and Berkeley to Lake and Napa counties, and streaming worldwide. Live from the heart of wine country, it's The Drive with Steve Jackson on 1350 AM KSRO.
Pulled up to that traffic light. I looked left and you looked right. I guess I knew there'd come a time we'd run into each other. I smiled at you and you just kinda waved. Thought to myself, damn, she looks great. The light turned green and you pulled away. I thought that I'd recovered. I guess my heart, it lied to me. It told me, yeah, that I could be the one to just move on. Tell me why these feelings are so strong enough to wreck my world. Just one look and you did it, girl. Something tells me what I've known all along. I was wrong.
Wow. Nice stuff. That is music from our first guest this afternoon, one of my favorite Bay Area ball players of all time for many reasons, many different reasons. He's a former A's, Giants pitcher, World Series champion, Cy Young winner, and now his new debut EP is out called No Secrets. Mr. Barry Zito is with us. Barry, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Congrats on the EP. That's very cool.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Yeah, it's been a fun ride.
So you moved to Nashville, I understand.
I did, yeah. I moved to Nashville after I finished up with the A's and was playing with the Sounds, and we just stayed there. My wife's family's from Missouri out there, which is close, and started co-writing and spoke to somebody at ASCAP, Robert Philhart, and he helped me, you know, start writing in co-writing rooms and kind of start cutting my teeth, treat me like someone green, so which is what I was. So it's been a fun ride.
Very cool, man. And have you put a band together? Are you planning on any touring or what?
No, it's just going to be solo, just more songwriterish. I like the family life at home in Nashville, and you know, every now and then I'll pop in and play some shows here and there. But for me, writing and staying around the family is important. So it's but it was a lot of fun to play Sweetwater the other night in Marin.
Yeah.
Obviously a beautiful venue, so I miss it out there. I got to get back up to Napa too.
Yeah, man. Well, it's very cool, and you know, I do a syndicated radio show for 14 years now. It's called Swingin' with Sinatra, and I've mentioned your father Joe a few times because he did some stuff with not only Frank, but he was conductor and arranger for Nat King Cole.
That's right. Yeah, that's so cool that you talked about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always doing that arrangement stuff and the jazz and piano, and then when I was growing up, he was a talent manager, and then we went on to San Diego, and that's why he was in the backyard with me playing ball, because there wasn't much of an entertainment industry in San Diego, so I reaped the benefits of that.
Wow.
But yeah, he definitely gave us a good background, a good ear for music too.
I can imagine, man. So now in Nashville, you're going to be recording any more soon, or are you just woodshedding, writing, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think just writing, you know, demoing out songs and, you know, start getting to a point where we're going to start pitching them and that whole, all that stuff. So it's just been a lot of fun, but, you know, definitely want to get out on the West Coast and play a little bit more. And, you know, the Tim Flannery told me for years about, you know, how cool it was to play on stage and stuff, and I never imagined it would be so nerve-wracking, but it was super fun, too.
Yeah, and he's got his own band who plays around.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he makes his way through there quite often, too. I know you guys got Bottle Rock coming up, too, right?
Yep, coming up in May, and I think he played last year, too. He plays a lot around here. Good man. He's been on the show before, too.
That's awesome.
So, I don't know, talking about your pitching career, I mean, a World Series champ, Cy Young winner, one of the most popular ball players in Bay Area for many, many years. You're my producer Mike's favorite giant of all time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I guess you officially retired when the A's were playing the Giants. You were with the A's for a short time, and so you got to retire in front of both the Bay Area teams that you played for.
I did, yeah. That was just a magical moment to be able to come back to the Bay and obviously be in the green and gold again and enjoying the Coliseum and all the energy that's over there. So it was, yeah, definitely unexpected. I was retired for a week and a half at that point and got a phone call, so it was quite shocking, but what a stroke of luck, you know?
Yeah. And this project, No Secrets, is it your first official time in the studio recording your stuff?
No, I did an EP actually back in 2011, but it was not the right time to release it, so no one ever heard it. Still playing baseball, probably.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And unless I'm going 23 and, you know, 10 or something, I probably don't want to release original music. just like the Bull Durham quote, right? Or the shower shoes and the fungus, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Let's hear another track from Barry's EP called No Secrets. Barry Zito on the drive.
Took a chance on me when I was lost and chasing shadows out in the unknown. You were the sun coming over a rocky top, leading me home. Through the twists and turns I was driving blind, didn't know I needed help. Like an angel you shined on a moonless sky and saved me from myself. The hearts I didn't break, mistakes I didn't make, the scars that I don't wear are from a prayer that you came and answered. The demons I didn't chase, the years I didn't waste. Like a miracle, you covered me with 100 second chances. Yeah, you came along and saved the hearts I didn't break.
That is Barry Zito. The EP is called No Secrets. Are you going to release a single?
Yeah, we had a little video out on the website. You know, and obviously it's not a label project, so we just put this video out, Secrets to Life, which is kind of the story of me learning life lessons in baseball. So
cool.
Thought that was fitting. But yeah, so it's just kind of a songwriter, little independent project. But I appreciate you playing some of the tracks, man.
Sounds great,
it's
dude.
A pleasure to talk to you guys, man.
You got obviously Nashville is full of amazing players, and I love the production. Who did you produce it, co-produce it?
You know, Justin Tockett produced it, and, you know, we would talk about certain kind of things, but I think he had his arrangements in his head, and I just thought it was cool, like acoustic and another stringed instrument, you know, and he kind of, every track has a different stringed instrument on it, and then just this amazing percussionist, Ken Lewis, so it was super fun to watch those guys do their thing, like you said.
Yeah, amazing players in Nashville. Well, way to go, dude. We're all proud of you, and stay in touch and let us know when you're coming back to the Bay Area. And folks, go to BarryZitoMusic.com to find out all about it. BarryZitoMusic.com. Barry, I appreciate you taking the time, man. Let's talk again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, man. Right. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too. All right. Now, you could have some hits there. I was in country radio for a while. Sounds good. Let's go into the break with a little bit more of Barry Zito's EP just out. Again, BarryZitoMusic.com. The EP is called No Secrets.
Baby, I'm broken. Yeah, I've been kicked around. A target wide open. Keep climbing up, keep falling down. I'm still hoping, but lately that's a dangerous thing. I keep trying to make the pieces fit, but they won't. I'm not easy, I can be stubborn as an oak. I'm not quite who you think I am, but I'm getting there slowly. Must be a reason. No, I can't explain it all, but I'm learning just who I am, and there's victory in that. And I'm still carving my own path.